lives.
Last week I promised some recordings from Radio Prague in the early 1990s, but I hope you'll forgive me for taking a break in our chronological journey through the archives to play a recording that has a special relevance this week. On Monday, Pope Benedict visited the town of Stará Boleslav just outside Prague, famous for its link with the early days of Christianity in the Czech lands. During his stay there, he was given a copy of a rare medieval icon of the Virgin and Child that is preserved in one of the town's churches. The icon is cast in metal and is said to date back to the days of Princess Ludmilla in the 10th century. Known as the Palladium, it traditionally protects the Czech nation from danger. On September 10, 1938, just 3 weeks before Hitler marched into the Sudetenland, the Palladium was paraded through the centre of Prague. Tens of thousands of people joined the procession, which took place on the same day as a speech by President Edvard Beneš, in which he tried to offer reconciliation with the Sudeten German minority, who were by now whipped up by Nazi propaganda. Here is a unique recording of a British journalist, whose name is given in the archives as W. Robinson, capturing the atmosphere of that moment 71 years ago.
Last Saturday was a day of emotion. At 6:30, everybody listened to the President's appeal for calm, after which the national anthems were played, the sweet and gentle Czech hymn and the rugged, stirring hymn of the Slovaks. I watched in a crowded cafe the close attention given to the speech, and then I went out into the pouring rain and premature darkness to see the procession of the Palladium. This was the sacred picture of Our Lady Patroness of Bohemia, deposited 300 years ago in the church at Staré Boleslav, which had been brought for several days to Prague and was carried in a procession before its return home. Roman Catholic Sokols, church choirs, monks, nuns, priests, the cardinal archbishop in golden cope and mitre, passed between lines of spectators holding up umbrellas. The procession became a national act of intercession by a people in deadly peril. The fearful tension, long drawn out ever since the Austrian Anschluss, but intensified in the last week or two, is imposing an unbearable strain upon a highly civilized and sensitive people. They buy papers at intervals throughout the day, then discuss the latest news or rumours. When the tension becomes unbearable, they relieve their nerves with witty stories and hearty laughter. I don't come across hatred of the Germans, only an absolute conviction that death is better than slavery, and that nobody can enjoy peace while the menace remains of Hitler's Drang nach Osten. In spite of everything, people go about their ordinary lives and occupations merely laying in extra supplies of food. One sometimes sees somebody walking about with a grey cylindrical tin hung about him. He's been getting a new gas mask, but nobody stares or thinks it remarkable. Occasionally, an office is short-handed because some of the staff have been called to the colours. But there is no panic, no violent explosion of hate, only a deep gnawing anxiety. If we have to fight, we could not desire as brothers in arms a people more determined, more reliable, more sympathetic in spirit to ourselves, or more like ourselves in their language of reasonable argument and their love of democracy and freedom.
That was the British journalist W. Robinson in Prague in September 1938. There is more than a little symbolism in the fact that it was Benedict XVI, a pope of German origin, who on Monday prayed before the icon of the Virgin, 7 decades after that recording was made. Perhaps we should not underestimate the powers of the Palladium.